This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the healthcare and technology channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, once again, we are speaking with John O'Keefe, CEO of iIntelligen, the one-stop shop for IT and EHR infrastructure, all for a flat monthly subscription fee. John, as always, great to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you for having me back again.
Yes, good, always good to have you. So I understand at the beginning of February, we saw a press release regarding GPB Capital Holdings investing in iIntelligen. This is certainly good news. What led to the investment and what benefits or value does iIntelligen anticipate from this new investment?
Yeah, well, it's something we're very excited about. It's actually been the product of several years of effort on my part. We had been seeking a strategic investment partner to help iIntelligen to fuel its growth in terms of acquisitions. You know, we've had a vision, or that was a significant component to our business model that we determined several years ago about growth for the company through acquiring other companies with similar types of products and services in the specific niche industries that we're in, and looking to build a much stronger, larger business from it. It's actually taken me some time to find the right partner for that. You know, there's a lot of options out there for raising one-time capital and debt, but this particular partner we found in GPB has the coffers to keep providing ongoing funding and financing to fuel multiple acquisitions. And as of for 2015, our plan is to make several investments within the space. So we're pretty excited about it. It's a big step for iIntelligen.
I would certainly say so. What can existing and future iIntelligen clients expect from this investment?
Yeah, from a client perspective, you know, part of it is in business as usual, but more importantly, and I think even more relevant in today's industry, you know, the whole healthcare, or I'll say healthcare IT industry, grew very quickly, and it brought a lot of companies to market. Now that the market's starting to level out, meaning that the adoption of electronic health records leveling out, what's important is for medical practices to be working with strong companies. And this acquisition strategy we're taking is just going to continue to make us larger, make us a stronger company, and also make us much more diversified in our product and service offerings. So I think it really is key for our clients. And from their day-to-day experience with iIntelligen, I'd probably say they really aren't going to see any difference at all. They'll be still talking to the same people. It's just they're dealing with a much larger, stronger company offering more products and services.
And what does this new partnership mean for iIntelligen and your mark on the industry?
Yeah, it's all about diversification for us. So, you know, we want to be one of the leading healthcare IT companies in the United States. You know, focusing on specific electronic health record platforms. And it's, you know, we've been growing organically year to year, which is the good news, but, you know, organic growth is slow growth. So this is really going to super fuel that for us in the industry and really get our product name out there. More importantly, you know, nationwide, we're very focused today on the East Coast. We do have customers nationwide, but a large concentration of them on the East Coast. So we are planning some acquisitions on the West Coast to bring a larger West Coast presence to the company and hopefully build the brand and build the service.
Certainly exciting times. It sounds like today we are with John O'Keefe, CEO of iIntelligen, the one-stop shop for IT and EHR infrastructure, all for a flat monthly subscription fee here on eHealth Radio's healthcare and technology channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. John, what new products or services are you focusing on this year in 2015, and what value would these bring to the industry?
Yeah, our big focus for 2015, and it's probably something, you know, I can talk a little bit more about in detail once we have the official announcement, but we're going to be soon releasing our electronic health record solution based on NextGen for the pain management industry. The pain management industry is a very large, up-and-coming and growing industry in the U.S., and it's very underserved in terms of the electronic health record capabilities that are out there. So we've actually acquired some content from another next-gen content development company and are going to be releasing that this year and pushing hard into the pain management industry. So something we're very excited about, but I can release more details on it probably in another conversation another time.
That sounds good. Look forward to hearing about those details. Lastly, what new tips could you offer our listeners today about healthcare IT in conclusion?
It's probably not such a new tip as the one that I always say, because it still amazes me what I see taking place in the healthcare industry, particularly in the ambulatory market when it comes to the protection of patient data. And there's really nothing more paramount than the protection of patient data. And, you know, we've seen the big news from that insurance company of late that was hacked and lost their patient data. I mean, this is a very real problem. And the challenge is you have small to medium-sized medical practices trying to tackle this on their own, still making the decision to buy servers, host patient data in their offices. And it's really not the right approach to it. You know, so that's really what iTeligen's bringing to the table, is the protection of the patient data, the hosting in a secure facility of the electronic health record data. And, you know, when I say a tip, and it sounds like we're pushing our services, but, you know, I tell everybody, if you're not going to use iTeligen, make sure you're at least in an SSA 16 Type 2 certified data center, and you're utilizing a vendor that knows what they're doing in regards to the protection of patient data, because it's really, really so critical, and I still think it's so overlooked. And I'll probably stop preaching this when the day finally arrives when the healthcare industry realizes that they need to take measures to protect their data more than they are.
Well, certainly some very sound advice as always. Where can our listeners get more information on iTeligen?
Absolutely. Information about all of our press releases, our products and services are available on our website at www.iTeligen.com.
Well, John, as always, thanks for joining us here on eHealth Radio. Look forward to our next conversation.
I look forward to it as well. Thank you again.
You're welcome. We've been speaking with, once again, John O'Keefe, CEO of iTeligen, the one-stop shop for IT and EHR infrastructure, all for a flat monthly subscription fee. And once again, the website of reference is iTeligen.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the healthcare and technology channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.